Welcome to the History Reviewed channel, where we analyze the lies and deceptions of history. Here's an interesting story that I received from Australia. This is about a Jew called Arthur Miller. And while I was digging into this, I came across mention that Marilyn Monroe had married a guy called Arthur Miller, but I don't think it's the same guy. God forbid if it's the same guy. I don't think so. But basically what this is about and what this will show you is how little Jews really care for people. They really don't give a rat's ass about other people. They really do look on us as cattle. And no story shows it clearer than this particular one that you're about to see. This is about a Jew who's clearly very, very wealthy. He's very wealthy and he's traveling the world and he's striking all kinds of business deals and he's clearly busy with a lot of big business. But one of the businesses that he owns is an old age nursing home in Queensland, Australia. And it seems that his wife actually did some of the work when she was alive, and then she got ill and then she died. But it seems even before she got ill and even before she died, there were already complaints and concerns about this nursing home. So this whole thing comes to a head in 2019. And basically it boils down to the fact that the Jew has got some kind of contract with another company to carry out certain work and certain tasks at this old age home. And then there's some kind of argument and fallout between him and this other company. Plus, I get the impression that he owes this other company maybe as much as $3 million. Something along those lines. Anyway, the Jew obviously cares more for money than for his business or the people in the old age home. And this whole thing comes to a head. And the next thing you know, it's like this old age home is shut down. But when it's shut down, these old people, and it seems to me they're old white people mostly, and it seems these old people are malnourished and they just shut down the old age home and these old people have nowhere to go and no plans were made for anybody to take care of them. They just shut down the old age home and then just phone somebody and say, oh, by the way, here are, here are 68 old people. Send somebody to pick them up. You know, they haven't got a house anymore, kind of a thing. And as you will see, the Jew is more concerned about his money than about the people, the old people. He doesn't give a rat's ass about the old people. He's just worried about his debits and credits and his money and his income and his business. He's worried about his business. And since the business isn't working anymore, what the hell about those old people? Who gives a fuck about them? He doesn't give a rat's ass. What will follow is an audio, and the audio is of two news articles that pertain to this story. And you'll get a bit of an idea of what's going on in this crazy story from 2019.
First news article, title: Boss of Closed Gold Coast Nursing Home Admits He Wasn't Up to Running Facility. The head of the Earl Haven Nursing Home admits failings but claims government auditors were anti-Semitic. The boss of a Gold Coast aged care facility where more than half the high care residents were malnourished before it closed has said he is fed up and is getting out of aged care. Arthur Miller admitted to a Queensland parliamentary hearing on Friday that he was not up to the task of managing the high care facility at his Earl Haven Centre, which closed suddenly on July 11, effectively leaving 69 residents homeless. He said he did not feel very happy about his questioning at the hearing. "I will not run aged care anymore," Miller said. Miller had been asked why he had not read a report emailed to him about the facility when he went overseas amid concerns about care at the home. He accused public servants who audited the home of being anti-Semitic. Earl Haven went into administration in July after a payment dispute came to a head. The hearing has been told of a decade of repeated regulatory failures. Miller was read reports on the facility's failures from 2007, 2015, 2016 and 2017. The hearing was told that in the lead-up to the closure, 63% of the high-care residents were malnourished and the rest were at risk of malnutrition. When it was put to Miller that he was not up to the task of running the high-care section at Earl Haven, he said, "That's correct." Asked why it took so long to find a subcontractor to run it, Miller said he had not been able to find the right provider. "All that time I was planning to do that, but I didn't because I couldn't find a suitable provider," Miller said. The hearing was told of concerns from the federal regulator about drinks being placed out of reach of thirsty patients. The regulator said that staff did not manage continence properly or have adequate behavior management skills. Miller had to be kept on topic by counsel assisting the inquiry, Ruth O'Gorman, as he spoke of people in the home loving him. He also mentioned disputes with public servants and disgraceful news reports on the closure of the high care units within the larger Earl Haven retirement home. He told the inquiry his wife, a highly qualified nurse, had been a director at the aged care facility from 2001 but in 2007 she became very sick and stopped working. She died in 2012. Miller has been the sole director since. He was giving evidence to the inquiry after twice postponing for health reasons. More than 100 medical staff, including paramedics, were called in to help when the 69 high-care residents were effectively left without a home. The inquiry finished on Friday, with a report due in October. Second news article, title, "Crying, Screaming, and Violent Threats After Aged Care Home Closed," inquiry told. A 92-year-old woman with dementia was crying and screaming, asking her mother to stop the chaos as distressed aged care residents were evacuated from their Queensland home. One staff member had to be surrounded by police officers after other staff threatened to punch her head in if she did not give them patient care folders. The chaotic scenes after the abrupt shutdown of the Earl Haven Retirement Village last month have been played out at the Aged Care Royal Commission in Brisbane. The Royal Commission was played the recording of a 000 call from the facility's clinical manager, asking help to get 69 residents out of the facility. Ambulance supervisor Kerry Strong said he arrived to find a removalist truck at the home, with furniture and boxes being removed. He saw a man in a wheelchair whose urinary bag was being dragged behind him as the resident tried to push himself to the foyer. A number of staff were arguing, while an elderly man with dementia became very emotional and disorientated. Strong also had to comfort a 92-year-old woman with dementia outside the reception area. She was very distressed, very disorientated, crying. Her daughter was there, she was crying as well. She just kept crying and screaming. She thought her daughter was her mother and kept referring to her as her mother, to please stop this. Strong said there were no care plans for the 69 residents, who required welfare items, food, and water. He asked for the patient care plans, but was told they were on a computer that had been removed from the premises. After he asked for whatever documentation that could be found, a woman gave him two black folders and a set of keys to the drug safes. "The young lady that I asked, to her credit, she actually hung on to both of those folders," Strong told a hearing in Brisbane on Monday. "She was positioned between two police officers due to the fact that she stated to me that other staff or other persons wanted those folders and they wanted to punch her head in."
Now you'll see a short news story from Australia about this. And you get to see the Jew in action. And he's quite a nasty Jew and he's very aggressive. He's actually being investigated for all kinds of problems that have occurred at the old age home over a long period of time. He has taken no interest in any of this, and he's said, well, he's busy with other stuff. But notice how nasty he is. As he goes in there, somebody, I think, takes a photo of him or something, and then he says, oh, it does something to my eyes. I will sue you for that. And boy, is he full of himself. And he obviously, deliberately, wore his little evil Jew hat. And I think it was definitely a conscious decision on his part to wear his little Jew hat so that everybody knows he's Jewish. I think he was trying to intimidate them. I think he was trying to show them, I'm a Jew and you people are busy coming at me, but remember, I'm part of the Jewish community, so you beware. I think that is the angle that he was going for. And he openly talks about, oh, they are anti-Semitic. This government commission, I think it's a royal commission. This royal commission is anti-Semitic, and they are trying to crucify my business. And he goes on. And I think that was just him trying his Jewish bullshit. Trying his Jewish bullshit to see if he could get them to let him off the hook and to see if he could get away with stuff. Because when they cry anti-Semitism, then it's, oh, you're anti-Semitic. It's like, oh, you're racist, you're a white supremacist, you know, and it's just a bunch of crap. It's just a bunch of crap, the whole lot of it. But I don't think it went down that well, given the seriousness of this stuff. But he's a really nasty piece of work, this Jew. And if you look at him, you'll see he doesn't give a rat's ass about the people.
Fates court in Ipswich on Monday. The owner of the Earlhaven retirement village says the residents loved him before they were dramatically abandoned by staff. Arthur Miller has revealed he'll never run an aged care home again.
Stepping into the halls of Parliament, Arthur Miller.
Mr. Miller, how are you feeling about today's hearing?
The owner of Earlhaven Retirement Village pushed into the spotlight.
This can affect my eyes, this thing, you don't know. I cannot sue you for that, you know.
This is centre stage at the state inquiry searching for answers. How and why 68 elderly residents were suddenly abandoned, sparking a full-scale emergency at the Narang Nursing Home.
Please let me ask each of the questions and then you can answer them.
It's maddening stress. I don't believe I can stay there as long as we continue like that.
Given his chance, the multi-millionaire businessman delivered an unforgettable performance.
The media in this country is disgraceful. Some of the public service are unsymmetrical because they know I am Jewish, and I know that, okay? And they try to crucify my business.
Do you recall that you attended there or not?
I'll just adjourn for a couple of minutes.
Mr. Miller also admitting he never personally checked the credentials of subcontractor Help Street before he handed over the keys to his business. The businessman testified weeks before the night of the emergency, he was sent a report detailing instances of elder abuse and the malnourishment of residents, but he didn't read it because he was on holidays overseas.
I was very busy there overseas.
You were really busy?
Yeah.
A report will be tabled in Parliament next month.
Is there anything you'd like to say to the residents at the moment?
Rob Morrison, Nine News.
So there you have it, a nasty piece of work Jew who clearly doesn't give a shit about anything. And all he's worried about is his money, his business. He doesn't at any point in time show any consideration or care for those old people in his nursing home. I assume most of them are white. I haven't seen photos of them. But that should show you that these people are in no way, shape or form attached to us in any way. They only see us as a bank account, a credit card, a business. They have no interest in us except for how much money they can make out of us. And it's something that I've looked at and thought about tremendously. and I've looked at many things about these Jews. And there are other things I want to mention as well about these Jews, because it should become clear that they are completely separate from us and they have no interest in us except to be parasites on our nations. That's all they're interested in. They are genuine parasites and they truly don't give a flying rat's ass about us and what happens to us. As long as they do their business and they get the hell out and they don't suffer any consequences. I have done a video about Napoleon and the Jews, and even after I did that video about Napoleon and the Jews, I discovered more about Napoleon and the Jews and things that Napoleon said. And Napoleon truly, truly regarded them as garbage. He regarded these people as absolute garbage. And white people have made a huge mistake all across the world in allowing Jews in and, worst of all, giving them citizenship. That is a very stupid thing to do. It is going to cause whites intense agony, pain, and death. I am not joking. As for the Americans, I must tell you, America is going to be the place where the Jews have run the most rampant, and God only knows what still lies ahead for white Americans. I don't think in the history of the world that Jews have had as much fun as they've had in America. And those filthy scum Jews who have a seething hatred for anyone who comes from Europe, which means white Americans, those filthy scum Jews, they are going to cause white Americans more pain and agony than you can believe, and very possibly death. But the notion that Jews look on us as cattle, that Jews look down on us, these things are very valid, very valid. And the more I've looked at history, I'm telling you, there is nothing really to discuss. This is the way they are. And there are many other things about Jews that I've come across that I still want to point out and show you, that they don't care about anything. They don't care about anything except money. And I still want to show you some stuff about Jews and money. You just won't believe these people. These people, they've got no morals. They don't care about right or wrong. They don't care about good or bad. All they care about is how much money they put in their pocket. They don't care if your country burns down afterwards. They don't care if you die. They don't give a shit about you. They don't give a shit about us. They don't give a shit about what is going to happen to us. They will tell any lie, strike any deal, and then they'll be out of there. And if the place blows and we die and we burn, hey, they don't give a flying rat's ass about us. And this Jew clearly lied. Oh, the people loved him. The people loved him. Meanwhile, if you look at him, he's not showing any concern for anybody in any way, shape or form. He's only concerned about his money, his business. And now that they're busy with a royal commission to inquire into this, now he says, oh well, now, you know, I've had enough now, I'm not going to be in this business again, and off he goes. These people see us as cattle. They are in our society only for one thing, and that's money. And beyond that, they don't care. They don't care what poisons they feed people. They don't care who dies. They don't give a shit about what happens to the people, the country, the future. They'll tell any lie, they'll do anything, as long as they put money in their pocket and they're on a plane and a ship out of there when the whole thing blows. They don't give a rat's ass. And I must tell you that people in America, etc., who have seen all these Jews who are saying, oh, we're so loyal to the country and patriotic. You don't know. These people, They'll set you on fire and they'll be out of there. They'll be out of there. They'll be living on the other side of the world. Just as Hitler said, these people who live today in Paris, tomorrow in another city, and the day after in another city, it's exactly like that. Nothing has changed. And for them, they just play us in order to get the wealth, the power, the riches that they can get for themselves. And they don't care about the country, and they're going to be gone. And when they are gone, and whites find out what they've left them with, and the problems that they have, whites are going to seethe with rage and want to kill them, but it's too late. The Jews are gone. And when they're in another country, you can't touch them. And they know which countries to flee to. These people are criminals, really. They are another kind of parasite, and they function completely differently. And the last thing that whites should be doing is making them citizens, giving them citizenship in our countries. That is so wrong. And then allowing them to have privileges, etc. Oh man, let them move up in the ranks, move into government. Oh God, you are asking for huge problems. We will return to the Jews and we'll look at other things that relate to them. But just to show you just a tiny little bit, these people, they regard us as beasts of the field, I tell you.
And so for all this awesome, neat, wonderful stuff, you know, you don't thank the Lord, you thank the whites. We gave you Breaking Bad and all the songs by Creed, all the cast of Friends and trash like Tara Reid, a virtual world of porn so you can spill your seed. Ray-Ban glasses, leggy blondes with tiny asses, frisbee sports and fancy coffee too, energy efficient lights. And so for all this awesome, neat, wonderful stuff, you know you don't thank the Lord, you thank the whites.
Thank the whites, you know you don't.